This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Stock Exchange lauds government, Labour Ministry moving to expand Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, and public again urged to destroy mosquito breeding sites. The details after this message.
Friday, January 15 is the new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. General Manager of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, Marlene Street Forrest, is commending the government for its part in assisting the organization to be the top-performing stock market in the world in 2015. Mrs. Street Forrest says achievements reaped under the government's economic reform program have spurred the private sector to invest in the local stock market. These include low inflation, increases to the country's net international reserves, and improvements in the ease of doing business and competitiveness indices. The stringent regulatory framework for fiscal services has also raised the credibility of the Jamaican stock market on the international scene.
Companies will be fearful if the economic conditions are not suitable for them to invest in. Actually, they might instead go outside of Jamaica. But what you have found is that based on the economic climate, based on the things that have been put in place to grow the economy, companies are now willing to invest, to explore opportunities within Jamaica and externally.
Mrs. Street Forrest was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is seeking to expand the Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, SAWP. This in an effort to provide more overseas employment opportunities for Jamaicans under the program. The SAWP recruits persons in the agricultural sector to work in Canada to meet the short-term demand for manual labor during planting and harvesting seasons. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the SAWP is an example of the critical role that the ministry plays in the country's growth agenda in terms of the foreign exchange remittance by farm workers.
This program is not a little program. And when you think about the issues we have with unemployment, the problems we have in relation to family life, oftentimes tied into parents and others not being able to earn to take care of their families, we have to recognize the worth of these programs.
The Labour Ministry operates several programs allowing Jamaicans to take advantage of employment opportunities in Canada and the United States. The Ministry of Health is again appealing to Jamaicans to assist with Zika virus, ZikV, preparations by taking measures to reduce the breeding of mosquitoes and protecting themselves from mosquito bites. Portfolio Minister Horace Daly says the ministry will continue its heightened activities as it prepares for the possible introduction of ZikV. But citizens must play a part in reducing the spread of mosquito-borne diseases generally and the Zika virus specifically if and when it is introduced into Jamaica. ZikV is spread in the same way as the chikungunya and dengue viruses and is also transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Persons should search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites around the home, school, churches, and business places. Repair leaking pipes and clear gutters to prevent water from settling. Persons should also protect themselves from mosquito bites by using insect repellent containing DEET, sleeping under a mosquito net, putting mesh on windows and doors, and wearing long-sleeved clothing where possible. And the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has donated over $200,000 worth of computer equipment to the New Kingston Police Post to better assist officers in carrying out their duties. A flat-screen computer monitor, keyboard, mouse, and a printer with photocopier, fax, and scanner capabilities were among the items donated to the police post. Manager of Administration and Company Secretary of the TEF, Terrian Oldham, says the need to donate the equipment arose out of the difficulty officers had to effectively document statements.
They, in fact, serve and protect the employees as well as the tourists along the Nussut Boulevard. So we felt we needed to assist them the best we can.
Ms. Oldham is also encouraging other corporate entities to assist the police, who often risk their lives to serve and protect the citizens of the country. That was GIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.